Hello, and welcome once again to yet more Malta Memories. I'm Mike Roberts with the fourth programme in our 17-part series that takes us on that nostalgic journey through the years 1964 to 1972 by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, helped by some of that popular music which so often reminds us of times past. This week we conclude 1965 with the second half of this important year for Malta, as it experienced its first year of independence. In fact, July 1965 began with Fort St. Elmo being handed over to the Maltese government in a symbolic ceremony. The ceremony caused historians to recall the days of the Knights of Malta when, during this very month in 1565, the Turkish banner was flying over St. Elmo, and precisely 400 years on, another flag was to fly from its ramparts. A plaque to poet and novelist Giuse Muscat Azzopardi, described as the father of Maltese literature, was unveiled at his birthplace Orme by his son. And Larry Adler, the world-famous harmonica player, arrived in Malta for a two-week engagement at the Dragonara Palace. Others making music at the time were the Hollies, who were riding high at number one in the popular music charts with this.
Set me free. Now I can breathe, I can see,
The Hollies and I'm Alive. As Malta increased its efforts to attract visitors to the islands, Maltese themselves were being encouraged to take a luxurious break on one of the Malta Steamship Company's 22 advertised cruises. 9 days of glorious entertainment, starting at just £59 sterling. The chairman of the Malta Government Tourist Board presented George Stevens with the first prize in a competition for the best article on the attractions of Gozo. John Peter Anastasi of Old Railway Road, Baltzan, the first teacher from Malta to attend the Institute of Education at Newcastle in England, was presented with an associateship in education. And a treasure hunt contest organised by Coca-Cola had TVs, cookers and refrigerators as main prizes, with hundreds of five-shilling prizes worth something in 1965, I'm sure, but by my reckoning, equivalent in today's currency to something like 50 cents. Another chart-making group to have hit in 1965 were the Byrds, with Mr. Tambourine Man. The Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man. And in the news at Zabar was Francis Camilleri, voted Mr. Zabar. He attributed his fine physique to rigorous training and 4 pints of fresh, pasteurised milk daily. He hoped all this would help him in the Mr. Universe competition later in the year. Mr. Moses Fenech, owner of the Golden Sands Hotel, signed a deed for the construction and operation of a 214-bed hotel at Ain Tafiha. Lieutenant Colonel Amato Gauchi took the salute at a farewell parade of the 1st Battalion of the King's Own Malta Regiment to mark his retirement after a 28-year link with the regiment. And the Tug St. Elmo, the first new Maltese vessel built since the island's independence and the first new commercial vessel for Maltese registration for 40 years, arrived in Grand Harbour flying the Maltese flag. Musically, and as if to defy the onset of more rock and roll, this recording by ballad singer Nat King Cole was released.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you, so my life will be in your keeping, awaken, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more.
A voice so often heard in the mid-60s, Nat King Cole and More. The fame of Maltese Abroad was spreading in many places and for many unexpected reasons. Brenda Schranz of Sleema, a 21-year-old secretary on a honeymoon motor scooter tour of Britain, became queen of the scooter world when she was voted Miss Lambretta International at the third international rally at Southend in southern England. But back on the island itself, Dr. C.J.B. Boffer was leading a group of enthusiasts surveying Malta's flora, fauna, fossils and rock strata. It was being undertaken some 2 years after a previous one. This time, though, it was being conducted on a fully scientific basis. And to help the survey, an appeal was made to any private individuals who might be in possession of old maps of the island. A colourful set of stamps designed by the world-renowned designer E.V. Cremona went on sale to commemorate Malta's first great siege. Manuel Gauci, born in Valletta, became editor of the Sunday Times of Malta. He joined the paper as assistant editor in 1959. Mseda family of 12, 10 children, aged from 19 to 2.5, played host to the Bishop of Kikwit, Leopoldville, in the Congo, when he came to Malta from Rome to spend a few days on the island. The ever-increasing building activity in Malta resulted in much advertising of the new developments. The latest at San Tommaso, Marsa Scala, boasted 100 villas with prices starting at £3,000 sterling. The fishing launch Stella Maris, modelled and constructed by Joseph Gallier and Sons of Marsa, was launched at Marshish Lock. A combined fishing and pleasure craft, it was the first vessel of its type to be launched with the Malta Maritime flag. And while all this was going on, the world of popular music saw Horst Jankowski take a walk in the Black Forest.
Thank you.
Horst Jankowski and A Walk in the Black Forest. Autumn saw the arrival of the new principal of St. Michael's Teaching College for male teachers from London and Rome to take up his position. Brother Charles, born in Portsmouth, England, was the son of Maltese parents from Vittoriosa. However, the year was slowly moving to a close, and early preparations for the festive season saw a 45-foot Christmas tree, donated by the American Export Lines, arrive by United States Air Force transport aircraft at Lua, after a 17,000-mile journey from Washington, USA, via Naples. And the 16-day doctor's strike was officially over. No 1965 strike, though, in the world of popular music. Here are two for the price of one.
In the eyes of the world, I'm a loser just wasting my time. I can't make a dime. In the eyes of the world, being born was my first big mistake. I can't get a break. But in the eyes of my woman, I stand like a hero, a giant, a man who's as tall as can be. Any fool can see. Looking through the eyes of love, looking through the eyes of love, looking through the eyes of love, when she looks at me. In the eyes of the crowd, I'm a do-nothing kind of a guy. Just live and die. In the eyes of the crowd, I'm another Ojo on the street. Can't get on my feet. But in the eyes of my woman, they're wrong. I'm a king and a lover, as strong and as brave as can be.
If you can, time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Yeah, with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Ah! Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
I wonder if anyone recognised those two recordings. First, Gene Pitney and Looking Through the Eyes of Love, followed by the Dave Clark Five with Catch Us If You Can. But back to catching up on some final news before the year closed. Paul Sultana, writing to the Times of Malta from Hamroon, praised the St Michael's Training College Dramatic Society for its performance of The Happiest Days of Your Life. And as the Maltese Islands reflected on the first full year of independence, a Christmas message from Malta de Gozo was carried by a relay of athletes. Finally, one Maltese man would have another reason to feel 1965 had been a good year for him, because on December 25th, Salvo Jordmina of Rabat had an unexpected Christmas Day present, when he won a brand-new Morris 1100 saloon car in the 30th anniversary Rediffusion prize draw. However, Burt Bacharach was contributing to the popular music scene with a number that referred to all the other forms of transport, trains and boats and planes. The Bacharach and David composition, Trains and Boats and Planes. That's it once again, folks, but before I leave you, a reminder that if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 1964 to 72, or indeed if the Malta memories, as I've said many times, already covered, have meant something special to you, then let me know. You can do so by email, Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, FirenetWS, WS World Service. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Do join me next time when we'll explore 1966 for more Malta memories via the ordinary events and the ordinary people who made the news and enjoyed, as I'm sure we shall again, the popular music of that year. So, whether on radio or online, until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.